We hear a lot about endangered species these days, as well we should. That's because some of the world's most iconic creatures are on the brink of extinction. But our focus on tigers and elephants and polar bears can sometimes keep us from seeing a bigger picture that's even more troubling. Wildlife populations overall are in big trouble, just about everywhere. And a report out today puts a jarring number on that decline. 50%. That's how much the populations of roughly 10,000 representative animals have fallen over the last four decades. Kea Chatterjee is with the World Wildlife Fund in Washington. How were you able to actually measure this?
What we did is we looked at populations of these 10,000 vertebrate species, but the Living Planet Report actually also measures two other really important factors: the human ecological footprint, which is a measure of the consumption of goods and greenhouse gas pollution we produce, and the biocapacity of the Earth, which is the amount of natural resources for producing food and fresh water and sequestering carbon. And bringing those three data sets together is what gives us this full picture of what's happening on the planet. And it's tragic. We are losing half of our wildlife, and that's happening in the same time period when the human population has nearly doubled.
So you're linking the decline of these species to the human causes. Does that mean this is going to continue as long as humans are causing these problems that you mentioned?
If we continue to make the choices that we are making, this is what will continue to occur because our demands on the planet are unsustainable right now.
As you crunch the numbers for this, what kinds of animals were you actually looking at?
Yeah. So, for example, you know, we almost a 40% decline in both terrestrial and marine species. Some of these are really iconic species: African lions, Asian forest elephants, sharks and rays are in trouble, the leatherback turtle, dolphins, seals.
All right. So logging, overfishing, and burning fossil fuels, those are the obvious causes. But what about stuff that we don't think about? I mean, some causes that are bringing down this animal population that just might happen on a daily basis. We're not even aware of it.
Well, one thing is food and food waste. In many ways, in high-income countries, we're actually outsourcing resource depletion. And one of those ways is by wasting our food. So in this country, in the United States, we actually throw away a third to a half of the food that we purchase. And what that means is that food that is grown elsewhere, many times, you know, where we've had massive deforestation in order to grow that food, it's getting exported here, not even for our consumption, but for us to throw it away. And so even just trying to think about what are the ways in our lives we can end that food waste is really important. Like for me personally, it works really well to have a sign in my fridge that says, eat now. And that's the shelf where I put everything that needs to be eaten in the next 48 hours.
Kea, let me ask you a personal question. I see on your WWF bio that you also write for the website mothering.com. How does this whole issue touch you as a mother?
Well, it's for me really my source of inspiration. You know, before having a child, it was easy for me to read about what we call in the climate community mid-century projections. But now all I can think of is like, that's when my son is 40 and that has to change. For me, it's a core part of my responsibility as a parent to tackle this on every front.
Kea Chatterjee, Director of Renewable Energy and Footprint Outreach for the World Wildlife Fund in Washington. We've been speaking with her about the WWF's new Living Planet Report on the state of wildlife around the world. Kea, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.